You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I mentioned earlier, Figgy started the Christmas season in the last before the last segment with the Christmas music.
Figgy is the arbiter of Christmas season by the first time.
I didn't know that.
I was waiting. You do it every year around this time.
I ain't think people really know this like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my confession is, let me ask you first. Like, what's the oldest school carol or movie? And every family has these that you just have to watch, like old school, you know, like mine. And it's going to tie in with my confession here. Mine is White Christmas. It's the corniest, but it's awesome.
You talk about Christmas movies,
Christmas movie, like, okay, or old song like Frank Sinatra. Jingle Bells is another one. But anyway, so White Christmas, we've been watching every year. At some point, or if not more than once, it was made in 1954, you know, a decade before I was born, almost a decade before I was born. And we watch it every year, and it's Bing Crosby, and it's, you know, dancing, and it's a musical, and it's not necessarily something that you dial up automatically. Well, I got tickets. The theater under the stars here in Houston at the Hobby Center is doing a live version, a Broadway type version of White Christmas. So we got tickets. They do a great job. I was doing a little research on that. They sing all the old songs, and of course, White Christmas ultimately is going to be in it as well. But it made me, you know, I guess confess, like, that movie is something I would never normally, you know, watch even during Christmas season. But it's just like part of your tradition. It's like you got to watch it. Do y'all have one of those?
I was trying to think. I always forget the and I always remember because of the Santa Claus, the white. What is? Is it White Christmas? Is that Bing Crosby?
Yeah,
the one that they
that's
use
the one I'm talking about. It's at Tuts, yeah.
Yeah, so that one is one. But if I, in all honesty, the only song that I feel like I absolutely have to listen to is Marvin Gaye's Purple Snowflakes.
Okay.
That's the only one that I'm like, I need this every year. Although everything else, I'll get by osmosis.
No Mariah?
No. It's not a necessity.
No,
it's a fantastic song, but it's not
a
necessity.
Mariah's good.
It'll get to me somehow.
Yeah. It is good, but it's not good when they playing it in August.
A million times.
Yeah, that's the first song you hear whenever people trying to get in that Christmas mode. But my song is Temptation, Silent Night.
Okay.
It's a good one.
When I hear that one, that in my mind, it's like, okay, here we go. Yeah. We here now.
I got White Christmas. It's just, and I've never seen it in person, so I'm excited about it. And the Andrews Sisters singing Jingle Bells with Bing Crosby as well. I guess I'm a Bing Crosby fan.
Clearly.
Christmas time. He's a big, he's a legend. There's no question about it.
And of course, Donny Hathaway's This Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I will maintain.
Better than the Chris Brown version.
Well, without question.
Because everybody keep trying to put that Chris Brown version. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, Donny.
Get that out of here.
It's Donny, man.
Oh, y'all are coming in with all the Christmas. We got to circle back around to that at some point. Shout out to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris for the coaches show that they do every Monday. I think they've been getting some good stuff out of D'Amico, especially this week. It's very good. If you didn't listen to it, please go back and hear it. But at the end of this week's coaches show, I found out something about D'Amico that I did not know. Maybe it was popular knowledge that I just had missed. I didn't realize D'Amico grew up as a baseball guy.
I think I'd heard that
before. Fascinating to me in a way that I don't understand. Like, I got to admit, because I just went down the path of, what if D'Amico had played what baseball player is D'Amico?
What baseball player is D'Amico?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is D'Amico...
First of all, you know he was good.
Right.
He had to be good.
Right. But I went so many places. Mm-hmm. I want to know what D'Amico's favorite player was. I don't know. Like, he feels like
as a cap,
he captain, make the right calls and everything.
Very cerebral. I'm going to say catcher.
Maybe I was just like big dude first base, like masher. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I was fascinated by, and I know he wasn't like the fastest. D'Amico, I'm not trying to say nothing crazy, but I know he wasn't the fastest. So I don't know if he's like an outfielder or whatever.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about it all day long.
I'm going to go with catcher.
D'Amico playing baseball.
Calls the game.
Yeah.
Helps everybody out. Helps pitchers. Helps hitters.
Somebody said a Yordan type. Oh, man, I'd love it. That has been stuck on my mind that, you know, he said that he got into football later. Like, he was more of a baseball kid, and I was like, I can't imagine.
That's awesome.
Baseball in Bessemer. Bessemer, Alabama.
Yeah. I think people be forgetting, man. I know the South is known for football. Mm-hmm. Man, the South loves baseball, man.
Big time.
And Bessemer, Alabama.
The Braves.
Have you been to Bessemer, Alabama?
I haven't. See, you got me.
I have.
Hey, the Braves dominate the South. The Atlanta Braves dominate the South. Big time.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So, I like to pay attention to what the Houston Texans social media team like to do, especially after wins, and they kind of, you could tell they're trying to tap into another crowd that's not the typical football fans. It seems like they're trying to get a little younger, a different type of crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to confess, I'm not sure how I feel about this one. It seemed like they've been trying to tap into the anime crowd a little bit. Have you seen the last couple things they've been putting out there?
Now that you mention it,
they put out something, and me, I'm not an anime person at all, so I didn't understand what was going on. But apparently, it caught a lot of attention from people that are not football fans, clearly, that are more anime fans that were showing a lot of love to them.
Really?
Yeah, nah. It was a tweet. I want to say they tweeted this yesterday around 9:10 a.m. And it's a picture. I really don't understand. It looked like somebody being risen in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it said,
our listeners will know,
we alone are the honored ones.
Okay.
And I did not understand what was going on, man. And, and you just see a whole bunch of people retweeting it mm-hmm. that are clearly, they clearly understand the whole anime thing. And then they tweeted something else. I want to say this was later on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Or this was actually on the 14th. Mm-hmm. They put Our Perfect Victory. And it's like a picture of an anime character I'm not familiar with.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man, are they trying to really get the anime crowd? And we
sure,
seen, the,
why not?
We seen the Chargers do mm-hmm. a good job during schedule release doing mm-hmm. the whole anime thing.
Yeah,
but I'm like, man, I'm like, it, I feel kind of lost because you know I don't really watch anime, but they don't give a damn about me.
Don't look at me.
Text line 281.
Don't look at me.
As an anime fan, that social media team is killing it. So they are yeah. hitting the mark at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I know, you know, I don't want to be selfish and be like, I don't understand that. Why are y'all doing that?
Yeah. But
it's clearly working because it's attracting a lot of people that probably aren't football fans, let alone mm-hmm. Houston Texans fans.
That's okay, yeah. By the way, we just got a text in. Shout out to Kim Davis who mm-hmm. listening and giving us an update. Also, shout out to Sean Pendergast. He was a catcher. We have
okay.
confirmation.
Okay.
And he said he was Maldi.
Sean also says Elf. It is old now. It is an older movie that you just have to see. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited about actually seeing it Broadway style.
Damn, Figgy, they keep calling you old. They were like, you out here complaining about mm-hmm. the people outside your house. Yeah. You don't understand these young folks and their anime.
No, that's the thing. I'm not complaining about it. Mm-hmm. But this is probably one of the things where I'm like, I have no idea what this means.
Yeah.
And I feel left out because usually you could tell if they doing something like 6-7 or something like that. It's like, okay, I know
that's
what it is.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. But this one, I'm like, I have no idea. I don't even know how to search this.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
that's
it means.
Right.
You don't even know where to start.
Yeah. You got to image search it. Like,
yeah.
What is
like, I have no idea what this quote means. And everybody like, man, this is fire.
How
they are killing it.
I'm
like,
not?
I feel so lost, man.
We will all be lost together because we don't know either.
There was one thing about Ime Udoka's Karen moment, tirade, whatever you want to call it.
Tirade feels strong.
Well, tirade, there are variations of tirade. Anyway, there was one thing about it that I absolutely knew was coming, and it drives me nuts. Various, even, you know, NBA accounts, beat writer accounts, let the players decide the game. And had that, you know, I think Calvin Murphy even said it in the post game. You got to let, you know, one thing I hate about the NBA now is they don't let the players decide the game. Had that call gone in the Rockets' favor, it wouldn't be let the players decide the game. It would have been, well, that was a foul. it's the funniest, most fascinating thing. When it goes against your squad, all of a sudden you get the army of, you know what, you got to let the players
That's
decide
right.
the game. You
got
to
right.
let the players decide the game. And it,
swallow the damn whistle.
Oh, you mean it went the other way? Oh, well, clearly that
great
was a
call,
foul.
Ref.
Great
Good
call,
Ref. Good call, Zebra. that's one of the beautiful things about sports is that often it is not – all right, I got to find the right way of saying it because obviously it matters a lot
it's
to a lot
rational.
Of us. But it's not the most important thing in the world, so it makes it so that when we are irrational, we ain't hurt nobody. You know what I mean?
You got to let the players decide the game, not a whistle. Oh, wait. No, yeah, you do.
In that instance, you do. But in this instance, you don't. Yeah. No, it's one of the most fun things about me is I get to be, as someone who tries to be rational,
mm-hmm.
I talked about it. Like, sometimes it's fun to not be, man. And sometimes it's fun to just say whatever. And in this instance, I obviously it would have been fun for it to actually go the other way mm-hmm. for the Rockets as opposed to that. But when it doesn't, I'm going to say what I need to for it to be cathartic.
I always respect people that be like, ooh, that looked like that wasn't a foul, but we'll take it.
Yeah. Well,
that
at least that's
thing.
More honest.
Yeah, because you like, hey, oh, it looked like he was out of bounds right
you
there.
You got to let the players decide the game.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I didn't come to watch zebras. I came to watch players.
Yeah.
Not Tim Hardaway Jr. falling down and taking free throw shots.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people reminding you that Bo Jackson from Bama too. So don't talk crazy about Bo Jackson.
Hey man, that's my cousin, man. Hey, I got people in Bessemer, man.
What you saying they don't play baseball,
Hey, I knew about Bessemer before any of y'all, man.
He said I was on their first album.
I spent summers down there, man. I know what I'm talking about.
He said
about,
I knew the mixtapes and the EPs.
The only person know more about Bessemer is D'Amico.
Name five Bessemer facts. Do it.
Because I can.
Hey, it's a lot of stray dogs running around there last
you
time.
You and the stray dogs. All times. The Stray Dogs.
All no right, sidewalks. Look, I've been down there, man.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are your lunchtime confessions. We're just having a good time here on a Tuesday. You can have a good time next Monday by being caller number 10 right now. Call number 10 wins a four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars basketball team take on Middle Tennessee December 29th. That is next Monday. Or is it next Monday? Or is it, it's a little while. But it is versus December 29th. The Cougars will take on Middle Tennessee State at the Fertitta Center, and you have an opportunity to go. Obviously, you can go and get your tickets, uhcougars.com/tickets, or call 713-GO-COUGS, or you can just be call number 10 right now, 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, we're into bowl season, but there's still college football things happening. So, John Lopez, let's do a little bit of college football on a Tuesday, including, is this the worst take that we have heard all season long? I'll let you hear it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.